FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The KZN Parents Association says concerns growing over an outbreak of hand, foot and mouth disease in eThekwini. Some parents are worried about sending their children to school.
Look, I think we're a bit worried because it appears to be happening at schools in the north of Durban. I think it was in the Phoenix area that I first learned about the outbreak. The disease is, of course, cause for concern for all parents. In a school, you've got a couple of hundred children, very small or close proximity. So it becomes a bit of a nightmare for schools.
The association's V. Ghani has been sharing his thoughts after several cases were picked up in various schools in Durban. KZN Health says the disease is a common viral infection that mainly affects infants and children. Ghani's urged parents to act immediately if their children show any symptoms.
Don't send your child to school. Rather, get your child through to a medical practitioner so that you can ascertain exactly what it is that your child has got. Because there's two things that are happening here. If your child is sick and you send your child to school, the chances of your child, whatever it is, you know, the risk is high on the other kid. So rather, go through to the medical practitioner, get a proper diagnosis.
Health officials last week confirmed 6 cases in primary schools and daycare centres in Phoenix, Greenwood Park and Umhlanga. Emisina Mugugusimilane says with the number rising to 117 now, they've dispatched officials to screen education facilities.
In terms of this virus, normally you would have it at this time of the year during the summer and autumn months of the year. And eThekwini have seen these cases before. I think what is different in this time around is that we have quite a number of clusters in different early childhood and primary schools.
Staying in Durban, a man has been killed in a crash on the Bluff. His car became wedged under a truck in the collision on Edwin Swales Drive this morning. LS paramedic spokesperson Garrett Jameson says firefighters worked to free the driver and a passenger from the wreckage.
The eThekwini Fire Department assisted paramedics to get the men free. And on assessment, unfortunately, paramedics found the driver, a male in his 30s, had sustained major injuries and there was nothing paramedics could do for him. And he was declared deceased at the scene. The passenger, also a male in his 30s, was found to be in a critical condition, was stabilized on scene before being rushed through to a nearby hospital.
At least 9 people have died in southeastern U.S. after powerful storms brought flooding and powerful winds down trees. Officials in Kentucky have warned the death toll is likely to rise from 8 as they brace for more brutally cold weather this week. A man died in Atlanta, Georgia, when a tree fell on his house. Most of the victims were trapped in their vehicles in fast-rising floodwaters. And Shakira has been taken to hospital in Peru, forcing her to cancel one of her concerts. The Colombian singer has told fans on Instagram she experienced an abdominal issue. She was due to perform in Lima for the first time in over a decade. On the weather front, 29 degrees in Durban and Maritzburg today. Richards Bay, 32. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, Liverpool restore their 7-point lead at the top of the Premier League. The seven teams confirmed for the Nedbank Cup quarterfinals. And we'll hear from Sharks assistant coach Dave Williams after the Sharks' big win over the Vodacom Blue Bulls in the Vodacom URC.